AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he did the right thing, sending the National Guard to deal with anti-immigration protesters.
Los Angeles right now would be on fire, and we have it in great shape. And not playing around.
In the House, California Democrat Nanette Barragán's district is where the tension started to build. She says the administration is using words like insurrection and invasion.
This is their way to lay down the groundwork to try to have martial law and invoke the Insurrection Act.
The president talked about that possibility.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it. We'll see.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was questioned on Capitol Hill about the deployment. More from the AP's Haya Punjwani.
The Pentagon announced it would cost over $100 million. Early in his hearing with the House Defense Appropriations Subcommittee, Minnesota Democrat Betty McCollum questioned Hegseth on the cost of deploying Marines and troops to Los Angeles to address the demonstrations against ICE.
You asked about the situation in Los Angeles, and we believe ICE agents should be allowed to be safe in doing their operations.
After persistent questioning, Pentagon officials said it would cost $134 million to send troops to LA for 60 days. Hegseth defended President Trump's decision to send the troops.
ICE, which is a federal law enforcement agency, has the right to safely conduct operations in any state and any jurisdiction in the country.
About 700 active duty Marines were sent to help over 4,000 National Guard troops in Los Angeles. Haya Punjwani, Washington.
Brazil's former president Jair Bolsonaro testified for the first time before the country's Supreme Court over an alleged plot to remain in power and overturn the 2022 election results there. Ukrainian officials say three people were killed, 13 wounded, when Russia attacked the country with waves of drones and missiles. This is AP News. Voters in New Jersey are deciding the Democratic and Republican primaries for governor.
In a contest that could send signals about how the public is responding to President Trump's agenda and how Democratic voters think their leaders should push back. Two-term Democratic Governor Phil Murphy is term limited, and that's created fresh drama for the open seat. There's a six-way race on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, Trump's endorsement of former state lawmaker Jack Cittarelli may have given him a boost. He faces four primary challengers. The contest hinges in part on New Jersey issues, including high property taxes and the soaring cost of living. I'm Julie Walker.
The Union for Hollywood's Video Game Performers reached a tentative contract with several video game companies that may bring an end to an almost year-long strike tied to the use of artificial intelligence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.